Wherefore, O men of Athens, I say to you, therefore, acquit me or not, but whichever you do, I shall never alter my ways, never adjust my approach to the maze, never reform till the end of my days, even if I have to die many times.
God is apprehended by imagination, intuition, reason, touch, opinion, sense, and name, and so on. While on quite the other hand, we find we can begin to understand him, so to some it seems a shame to go on.
But he is all things in all, and he is nothing in any. He is often found in one thing small, conversely, he is often missed in many.
God Almighty has made our rulers mad. God Almighty has turned our people bad. For the German nobility with typical agility have so applied their skill at egregious laws. For the people are led astray, they feel beholden to obey. It may be just the German way, but God, it gives one pause.
Of man.
The decline of Rome
was natural
and inevitable.
Man is so levitable.
Instead of inquiring why Rome was destroyed,
instead of admiring man's filling of the void,
we should rather be surprised
that God had man so tyrannized,
that Rome remained so strong.
Man will be strong so long.
Nowadays,
atheistic existentialism, which I represent, is more coherent. I do believe it.
Man is a complex of patterns of processes.
There is no such thing as human nature, not in all or few men, since there is no God to conceive
Man
it.
Man is a complex of patterns of processes.
Ah!